Chunnaiyang grew up in a poor household in Kangathai in Manipur, the eldest of three siblings. Her father, a landless farmer, made just enough to feed his family. She helped her father plough the fields with a bullock. It was a difficult task, but young Chunnaiyang managed quite easily, and this never ceased to amaze the villagers. In the evenings, the family would go to her uncle's house and watch films on a video cassette recorder. Chunnaiyang loved watching martial art movies. Bruce Lee, Jet Li, and Jackie Chan were her favorites. Chunnaiyang's father was determined to send his children to an English medium school. Though she was an average student, Chunnaiyang excelled in sports and participated in every sporting event in the school. Seeing her focus on sport, her father was worried. He wanted his daughter to have opportunities he'd never had to study. He moved the children to a new school. Chunnaiyang was thrilled because it had an even bigger playground. She continued to do so well that the school principal asked her father to take her to the Sports Authority of India, SAI, in Imphal. Chunnaiyang's father first took her to meet a local athletics coach. After trying athletics, which she did not enjoy, the 16-year-old left for the SAI in Imphal. She tried her hand at various sports there, but none excited her. Since she loved the martial arts, she found her way into the newly formed Boxing Academy in Imphal and trained with the coaches there for the next few years. As people found her name hard to pronounce, a friend advised Chunnaiyang that she should adopt a second name. She chose Mary because it was Christian and also easy to pronounce and remember. Her parents didn't know about the name change or about the fact that she had taken up boxing.